You're listening to Ask Me Another, putting puzzles to people since 2012. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is puzzler extraordinaire, John Chinesky.
Oh, hi, everybody. I don't know about extraordinaire. I'm just ordinaire.
No.
I'm just an ordinaire puzzle,
No. I know this is how the puzzlers talk to each other, but I'm giving you an extraordinaire.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so sweet.
And up next on Ask Me Another are two new contestants. We have Adam Robbins.
Hello.
And Drew McLusack.
McLusack, yes.
McLusack?
You did that well.
I did that well?
What kind of name is that?
Thank you, Drew. I like that.
Better than most of the teachers I ever had.
Drew. Yes. I was told that you'd like, since you're on Ask Me Another and we are a trivia show, that you'd like to come clean about something that happened in a Trivial Pursuit game back in, what, 1998? Is that
around cool? 1989. I was on a trip with some family and friends, and we were playing Trivial Pursuit on teams. And I was on a team with my dad and my friend Trisha. And the correct answer to the question was North by Northwest, the Alfred Hitchcock film.
Sure.
And when the answer was revealed, we had gotten it wrong. We had guessed incorrectly. And I made a big deal. And I even cried and said that I had said North by Northwest, suggested the answer.
But they
when in fact I had not ever said it at all. I had completely made it up. Anyway, that's, so I just wanted to come clean, apologize mostly to my dad and my friend Trisha, and really everybody involved because it was bad.
Can we absolve him? Do we have it within our power to absolve him of that puzzle-related?
Yeah, sure. I think that's within our power.
Yes, of
course.
You're
hereby, you're hereby absolved, Drew.
Thank you, everyone.
Adam Robbins.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm well.
I believe you're a musician, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you play?
Weekend guitarist.
And during the week?
Bartender.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm a drug dealer, really. It's like what that is.
I'm not sure with what that is.
Oh, okay.
But I do know guitar player.
Thank
are you.
You
digging in?
Correct.
Drew
Judges?
Drew and Adam.
I was just approving of the drug dealer.
See me after the show.
Do you guys travel together, or do you know each other?
Well, all right, we have something to reveal. I'm totally random, but there's a blood relation here.
Oh.
So luck of the draw.
Stakes are high.
Cousin.
Maternal cousins.
No way.
For real, totally random, totally
so
random.
So I don't know if we just have to end the show, everybody has to go home now, or...
No, now that we know that the family's honor is at stake, this is going to be fantastic.
Wow.
So this is a game that we're calling So What Are You Driving? John, you know what I do to decide what car I will have?
What do you do?
I first look for which brands have racing stripes.
Of course. That makes the car go faster.
Really fast.
Right.
I like that. And then I look for celebrity endorsements, of course.
It seems that for some celebrities, they were born to drive certain cars. And I'm not talking about how the car looks or drives, but because of its name. For example, I heard this celebrity endorsement the other day. You might know me as actor Christopher Lambert, but I am secretly the immortal warrior Connor McLeod. I carry around a huge sword in case other immortals try to cut off my head and steal my power. So I need an affordable mid-size SUV. There can be only one. Yeah, Adam, you want to go for it?
Toyota Highlander.
The Highlander, yes. So, I believe you understand the concept of the
puzzle. If I've learned one thing so far, it's ring early.
That's good. I'm going to read you made-up celebrity endorsements. You tell us the model of the car the celebrity would drive. Whoever gets more right moves on to our Ask Me One More final round. Here's the first one. Hi, I'm Tiger Woods. I've been keeping a low profile these days, so I'm not tooling around in a fancy Mercedes or Ferrari. I like a small family car that helps me keep my mind on my business. So I drive a Volkswagen... Adam?
Volkswagen Golf?
Yes, a Volkswagen Golf. And we're off. Hello, I'm Harry Houdini. Even death could not hold me. And I'm...
Ford Escape?
Yes, a Ford Escape.
Nice.
Very nice, Drew.
Okay, that is the car that I drive.
Jesus. He drives
for real.
See,
for real.
Sometimes it's too
parked
close to
front.
You, though.
Adding insults to injury, yes. Here's the next.
Grandma's going to hear about this.
Yo, Keanu Reeves, dude. I know kung fu, jiu-jitsu, and karate, but I still need a way to get around, both inside the computer-generated fantasy world and out of it. Whoa, my Toyota hatchback is perfect. It's
Toyota Matrix.
Yes, a Matrix.
Right.
Good going, Drew. That's one for another one for Drew.
I would have guessed Dodge Dude. That'd be an awesome car,
Dodge
right?
Dude, yes.
The whoa.
Kung Fu.
Howdy. I'm 9-time world champion rodeo cowboy Trevor Brazil. When I drive around town, I like an SUV that has all the kick of an untamed horse. So I drive a 1995 Ford...
Bronco?
Drew, yes, a Bronco. Listen up. Buonasera. Sono Marco Polo. Travel is sort of my thing, so these days, while I cannot make a trip from Atlanta to Las Vegas using a long line of camels, I do the next best thing.
Adam? Dodge Caravan.
Yes, a caravan, yes. Nice. Hi, I'm Homer. You might wonder what a blind poet from the 12th century BC would need with a car, but trust me, I have a lot of friends. Adam?
The Odyssey.
The Odyssey, yes!
Nice.
The Honda Odyssey.
Tied up, somebody. Tied up.
We are tied up, and we have to go to a tiebreaker. Mr. Colton, will you take it, please?
This is very exciting. Okay, I'm going to do a little celebrity impersonation here. Hey, hey, Dennis Rodman here.
He's good. That's good.
Did you know I was born on May 13th, and I believe in astrology? I like to drive a car that keeps me thinking of my zodiac sign and the team I won 3 NBA championships with. It's a Ford
Taurus.
Drew has got it with the Ford Taurus. Nice. Way to go.
Drew, you have done it. You are the winning cousin this time, and you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final elimination round at the end of the show. Adam, it was so close.
Yeah,
fantastic
thanks.
Guest once
appreciate
again.
It.
Adam.